When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
Till we can't beat, beat!
Till we can't beat, beat!
Boom, beat, beat!
What's that?
What's that?
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky sitting in for David today, and we are delighted to welcome in Mike Florio. We love talking to Mike, and he joins us on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
Well, you know, I'm a little bummed because your guy Kyle Shanahan declined the Bears job, apparently. And you got me all worked up. I had him buying his family home where his dad grew up. I mean, I just thought it'd be a great story. But, there's still John Harbaugh. And you said someone else called you, right? So the Bears job is coveted.
What happened was I wrote something about the take. And the take wasn't. And I was never starting a rumor that –
right.
The Bears were going to trade for Kyle Shanahan. My point was, why do we get so caught up in the three buckets that traditionally produce coaches? Coordinator who's never coached before, fired former head coach, and college coach. Why not include guy currently coaching another NFL team that we might be able to hire away from that team, even if we have to trade for him? And my point was, the Bears should be making these calls. I don't know what people are going to say. Make the calls to the spots where you think things might be uncertain now or in the future, and maybe you'll get lucky. That was my point. And the whole thing took on a life of its own because people see what they want to see, hear what they want to hear, or whatever. I got another one for you, though. You might like this one. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about the coach, but there's been so much talk over the last couple of weeks about whether or not Jerry Jones is going to bring back Mike McCarthy. Dak Prescott has come out and said, wholeheartedly supports bringing back Mike McCarthy. Micah Parsons, bringing back Mike McCarthy. His contract expires after the season. He can go anywhere he wants. We never see a coach become a free agent. There's no salary cap. There's no franchise tag. Why shouldn't the Bears be interested in talking to Mike McCarthy, possibly hiring Mike McCarthy, pairing with Caleb Williams, bring him back to the NFC North. He's won a Super Bowl, 12-5 in 21, 22, and 23, which, you know, isn't good enough for some Cowboys fans, would be probably pretty good for Bears fans. So, I you know, McCarthy can leave if he wants. He'll be a free agent. And I think the Bears just need to factor that in. You wouldn't even have to trade for him. You just go hire him when the season ends.
Mike McCarthy reminds me of some people I grew up with on the south side of Chicago. He's got that Pittsburgh thing going. His dad was a cop who became a bar owner. He's a very down-to-earth guy that would play here.
That's a fascinating sort of thing to think about as well. Mike, Ruthie Polinsky here. I'm in for David Haw today. I wanted to get your thoughts on just sort of this Bill Belichick noise. How real is this conversation about him getting close to getting something done with UNC? Do you really see him in college? And isn't this someone that you think the Bears should also just at least talk to, pick his brain, hear what he thinks about the organization and sort of how they can, you know, get his thoughts?
Yeah, hi, Ruthie. And one of the things that I worked on over the weekend, I was trying to figure out why he ended up talking to North Carolina. And I was able to determine that none of the teams with vacancies have reached out to him at all. I had heard he's very surprised he hasn't heard from any NFL teams, because whether you have a vacancy or not, there are ways that teams that know they're going to be making a change can get word to Belichick. He's not under contract with any other team. They can talk to him if they want to. They don't have to ask anyone for permission. And I think he became dismayed by the lack of interest. And I think it became public last week in part because this is his message to all NFL owners and any other college programs. Hey, the train is beginning to roll out of the station. This is your chance. And have we seen anything? Have we heard anything in the last 6 days to suggest that there's an NFL team that's interested, that there's another college program that might be interested? We've seen none of that. Now, some of those programs and teams currently have coaches, so it's a little awkward, but there could at least be a report from one of the media people that Belichick controls, and there are more than a few of them, that there may be some other team. There may be a mystery team. But there hasn't even been that. It's been all North Carolina. So it won't surprise me if he takes it, because he's basically saying to the world, this is your chance, and I'm not going to be left holding the bag again like I was last year with no job. I'm taking this one, especially if I make it known to the world. I'm thinking about taking this one, and no one says to me, please don't take that job. We want to talk to you.
Mike, you famously took the Bears to win that Minnesota game. I know you're a big Vikings fan. You don't have to show it off. We understand. What do you think? What do you think about this time out? Are the Bears beyond winning at this point?
I did take the Bears to win, and I took them to cover, and they did by a half point. Thank you, half point. Usually it's another phrase ending in you that I say as it relates to the half point. But I feel like, look, I mean, the Bears got to prove that they haven't completely fallen apart. Even with Thomas Brown getting an opportunity, sometimes the wound can't heal. Sometimes it's just done. And I feel like the debacle that we saw on Thanksgiving, it's just done. And the Bears are going to walk into a Monday night game. Vikings are going to have these all-white uniforms. They're still chasing the Lions. They haven't clinched anything. They haven't even clinched a playoff spot yet. So I'm not going to make the mistake again of picking the Bears to win, which probably means that next Tuesday I will find my quarter zip somewhere in this room with a Bears logo on it, and I'll be wearing it and eating my words because because the Bears will probably win again.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
See you.
That is Mike Florio. And we talked earlier today about not giving the Bears the proper funeral, the end of their playoff dreams. Apparently not true. Bears are still alive.
They
the
are.
Bears, they need to, well, if they draw, they're going to.
Bigsy just tweeted this. Yeah. He was quote tweeting, Bears can be eliminated from wildcard contention this week. They are still alive, barely, but will be eliminated by any of the following. A loss or a tie at Minnesota, or Commanders win or tie at New Orleans.
All right. Bears alive. We got Jared Payton next. Mully and Haw with Ruthie on the score.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com